From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Hello, I'm Nolan Ryan. Yogi Berra once said you can observe a lot by just watching. Have you thought about what your loved ones might learn by watching you? Be a safety role model by using a seatbelt and rollover protection on your tractor, wearing personal protective equipment, and insisting that everyone plays it safe on the farm. Teaching your kids and grandkids about safety by example can make all the difference in preventing injuries. It may even save their lives or yours. Step up to the plate by being a farm safety role model. Your loved ones are watching.
This message from Farm Bureau.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
This weekend, we have a special report from correspondent John Clark.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA with an exclusive interview for On the Farm Radio. June is Dairy Month, and as we close June out and get into July, National Ice Cream Month, we're interviewing Abby Brown, the reigning Adams County, Pennsylvania Dairy Princess. Abby, welcome, and tell us about being a Dairy Princess.
Hi. Being a Dairy Princess is important because I get to help promote the dairy industry while also thanking farmers for what they do.
Yeah, and you have grown up on Jobo Holsteins here in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. You really see what goes on into making milk, and you want to help bridge that gap. Is that fair?
Yes, I do want to help bridge the gap between the consumers and the farmers.
And have you talked to consumers throughout either your reign since early June or previously as alternate? Have you talked to some consumers and been surprised by some of their perceptions?
Yes, talking to some consumers, I've been very surprised by them not thinking the product is safe or them thinking it's unhealthy for you and voicing that to me.
And through the dairy promotion, being a dairy princess and working your way up through the ranks, you've learned a lot about milk and milk products. Is that fair?
Yes, I've learned a lot about the benefits of the milk in their in the products.
There's something that all county dairy princesses go to called seminar. What is seminar and why is it important?
At seminar, all the dairy princesses get together and the alternates, and we go through several stations to help teach us about the dairy industry and how to better promote it while also teaching us proper etiquette to make sure we're professional.
Right, and so it's fair to say that you'll learn about dairy products, but you also learn some life skills as being a dairy princess. Is that fair?
Yes, through Dairy Princess so far I've learned leadership skills and I've become more social while also learning how to speak in front of people better.
We used to talk a little bit about Abby the person because I think she kind of likes cows.
I do like cows a lot. My favorite breed of cow are Jerseys, which, if you don't know, they're the small brown ones with the sassy personalities.
And so you kind of like the challenge of that personality?
I do. I enjoy working with the challenging personalities.
That's great. So you also have another brown cow, another shade of brown, shall we say.
Yes, those are the brown Swiss. They're very sweet and slightly annoying at times.
That is awesome. So here at Jobo, what do you do on the family farm that gets you involved in the dairy industry?
Well, on my family's farm, I herd cows to the parlor so that they can get milked and help take care of the baby calves when they're little by giving them milk and feed.
That's got to be rewarding.
It is very rewarding. It's rewarding to see the cows that I fed as calves come into the parlor when they're older and see how much they've changed.
Oh, that's great. And yet, it certainly is a challenge to work on a dairy farm. Is that fair?
Yes, I would say it's challenging.
But again, that all that hard work really goes into producing a great product.
Yes, it does produce a great product of dairy.
What is your favorite dairy product?
My favorite dairy product is ice cream, which is a very common answer, but my favorite flavor of ice cream is chocolate peanut butter.
Chocolate peanut butter. Has that been a favorite for a long time, or are you a fickle ice cream person and change your favorites?
It kind of goes between mint chocolate chip and chocolate peanut butter quite often.
Now the truth comes out.
Yeah.
So what's your next promotion in the next few weeks? What are you going to be doing to help consumers better understand where milk comes from and those types of things?
My next promotion is at Apple Valley Creamery, where we're going to help teach the consumers more about the dairy industry through a booth that we'll set up.
And Apple Valley is a producer dealer. That is, they process their own milk. Is that correct?
Yes, they process their own milk.
interesting. So you'll be doing that. Have you done anything at the Capitol, anything legislatively in past this year or past years, or are you going to?
I have not done any yet because I've been away on those days, but I plan on doing it if the opportunity presents in the future.
What are you going to say to a legislator who is a suburban or urban person who just has an open mind and wants to learn about dairy farmers, wants to learn about dairy cows? What are you going to say to them?
I'm going to tell them that how hard the farmers are working to keep their product safe and how well the animals are taken care of, while also telling them the benefits of the product of dairy.
And I'm not sure, but I think showing cows is kind of important to you, too.
Yes, I do enjoy showing cows.
So it's fair that at a dairy show, we're either going to find Abby Brown on the pack or in the show ring. Pretty much those two places.
Yeah, pretty much just those two places. And taking my cows on walks around the fairgrounds. That happens a lot.
And you have family members that also show with you and are there in the pack with you. Is that correct?
Yes, I show cows with my aunt and my cousin and several family friends.
That's got to be as much rewarding in the show ring, but also kind of fun to be there socially to interact with people.
Yes, it's helped me to have a really good relationship with my family.
And when you show cows, you also have to learn a very specialized skill set.
Yeah, I have to learn how to
prepare the cows.
Yes, how to prepare the cows for the show, and how even leading up to the show, like months before, you have to watch their diets to make sure they're growing right and healthy in general.
And who does all the washing of the cows?
Well, at home, I usually wash me and my sister's heifers because my sister's either busy or something else. And then at the cow shows, my cousin does most of the washing.
Abby Brown, the reigning Adams County, Pennsylvania Dairy Princess. Thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome, and thank you.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA with an exclusive On the Farm Radio interview.
And thanks to John Clark with FeedWorks USA for providing that report, always talking with some very interesting people.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Our pearl of wisdom this weekend reminds us to look around at what you have before you complain about what you don't have. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm here.